Today is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph, and we are on Kuf Ayin Amabez. And again, this week's Shiurim is sponsored L'Refuah Shalema, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, the beloved pillar of the Boca Raton community from the Nussbaum family, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. We thank them for the sponsorship and R'fuah Shalema. Okay, let's continue. Kuf Ayin Amabez, as we march closer towards the end of this amazing and unique Masechta, says the Gemara, we had the Mishnah yesterday, Kuf Ayin Amabez. What is the halacha? If somebody pays up part of his loan, what is the halacha? Who do we force? Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says that Yachlif, we force the Malve to hand over the shtar, and we rewrite a new shtar along the lines of the new conditions of the shtar. Meaning, if he only owes half, he's only going to have to pay half. Rashbam says, Yikra oso ashtar, v'yitl lo shtar acher. You have to write a new one. And according to Yehuda, that means if he cannot produce the shtar, as we discussed, then it's tough and he doesn't have to pay because we're not going to force the loved to hold on to a receipt of a shofar. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yichtov Shofar. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Yichtov Shofar, you write a receipt. Even if he does not have the shtar there, you can write a receipt that he has to hold on to. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, is that fair? And Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, it is fair. We'll have to see today, Lamaskana, what exactly, Bez Hashem, what exactly is the root of the machlokas? Then we got into a third shita. That's what we left off yesterday. The shita of Rav. Rav says, we don't know like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi. But what do? We rip up the shtar. Bezdin rips up the shtar, and you write a new shtar, Mizan Arishon. So the pashtus is that Rav is arguing and arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Yachlif that you can rip it up in front of Edim and then have them write a new one. But he said no, Bezdin, which is a third shita. The Ritva says here, don't think that Rav is arguing on the Mishnah by himself, but rather it's based on his Rebbeim. Pirish Lav de Rav Shehu Tana Bra Upalig Al Tanoi de Masnisan, says the Ritva, don't think Rav is going out on a limb here and arguing on the Mishnah. El Alomar de Gamir Rabbanan de Gemara Gamir de Rabbanan Pligyale. He had a Misora that the Rabbanan Tanoim argued Ukeyosi Bo Amru Paragari Psachim, and he quotes from the Gemara Daf Kuf in Maseches Psachim regarding Shmuel. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel Ein Alacha K'Rav Yehuda V'lo K'Rav Yossi Ela Poris Mabu Mekadesh, talking about having a meal on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yantiv. So that's another example, says the Ritva in Shas, of it looks like an early Amora is arguing, but really it's just based on the earlier Misora of his Rebbeim. But the Rashbam here says no. The Rashbam says here, Rav Tana Hu Upalig. Rashbam says he's a Tana. Rav is on the borders. He has the power to be considered a Tana Upalig. So Machlokes Rishonim, is there a, what exactly is the shita of Rav here? Is it a third shita by himself, or did he get this from his Rebbeim? Rabbi Elchanan, on this Rashbam, one of the more important Rabbi Elchanans, I mean, they're all important, but one of the more well-known, we should say. That's a more of an objective statement. Here in Masechet Bava Basra, or in all of Shas, really. Tafresh Lama Gimel, here in Kovet Shiurim. So he starts off with a question. He quotes from the Rashbam, Rav Tanu Upalik. Then he quotes from Tosfos and Ksubis that Rabbi Yochanan argues on that. Rabbi Yochanan argues on the concept of Rav Tanu Upalig. He doesn't say that he's allowed to argue. So says Rabbi Elchanan, V'kiva t'kaimelon Rav Rabbi Yochanan alok Rabbi Yochanan. The rule, whenever we have a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, is we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, how could Rav do it? Im kein svir le de Rav eino tana v'lo yuchal achlok al atanoim. So Rabbi Yochanan, or we hold that Rav cannot. And therefore, how could we hear v'kasha ich paskin and hacha hilchos akarav negan a mishnah? If we were passing like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan rejects that statement, so in our Mishnah we should have passed like Rav. Sadly, passing like Rav here, that Bezdin Makarin. It could be Lamaskana, that's at root what Rabbi Yehuda holds. But assuming not that way, so then how is it possible? So he says, V'davar zeh sha'alti mikvod mori barabi agon Rabbi Chaim alevi zasal mibrisk. I asked this question to Rabbi Chaim, says Rabbi Chanan, right, one of his two Rebbeim, Rabbi Chaim and the Chafetz Chaim. Says Rabbi Chanan, he asked Rabbi Chaim, V'heshiv, de'be'emes gam amora yesh b'kocho lachlo galtana. That really, an amora can argue on a Tana. Again, we discussed this many times, but here is the sugya, where Rabbi Chanan makes his statement. And fundamentally, an amora is allowed to argue on a Tana. V'ad mosvin and tiyufta Mitanoi la amoroi. Why is it that on every daf in Shas we ask God a Tana? How can he say this? There's a Mishnah against him. There's Raisa against him. Every other daf in Shas it says that humishum da amora eno cholik al Tana. He wouldn't. Not that he couldn't. He wouldn't argue. The ilu yada divrei atana. We assume that if this amora would have known that Mishnah, would have known that Braisa, lo haya cholik alav. He wouldn't argue on him. Avo b'makom shecholik lahedya efshar lios halacha kamosa. But if he would, so that he's allowed to, and it's possible that even we would even possibly like him. That's how Rav Chaim interprets this shita. That even if you don't hold of Rav Tana upalig, Rav's allowed to say his own shita because he's an amora. An amora could argue. That's Reb Chaim. And then Reb Elchanan says, V'nireh muchach kein. And this really is muchach. Mimashinimsa b'gemara b'kamam b'komos. Sometimes the Gemara will say, after Akasha on an Amora, the Amora will answer, Zu eina Mishnah. How does he say that? It's not an authoritative Mishnah. What does that mean? It means, I don't know like that Mishnah. Right? You might have said it means that he didn't think that it was authoritative, this wrong girsa. But Reb Elchanan say no. It means that he's allowed to argue, and then he quotes the letter of Reb Shri Ragon. Veichad b'shkachinan b'masisan milsa mishabeshta. If you find in a Mishnah something that seems mistaken, v'tzrichal misme mina, and you have to delete from it. Midi deisba kushya v'lo salik. Arminat sami mikan kach v'kach. Kihanach. Sometimes you have to delete some lines. Kihanach to osova esbino. And he quotes a couple of examples. He goes from Taurus. He goes from Chul. And he goes from Yavamis. So that's what he quotes. And then he quotes, that's from Elchanan's first part. Then he quotes, Biyu, Be'ikr, Divri Atosas, Didiplukti, Rav, Havitano, Amora, Eno Nirakin, Medivri, Abedu Shrira. And he quotes, he continues discussing this issue. But that is from Elchanan. Where does he get this from? Where does Reb Chaim get this from? So, we assume it comes from a line in the Kesa Mishnah. The Kesa Mishnah, in the beginning of Tokas Mamrim, where the Rambam there discusses, whether a later Bezdin is allowed to argue on an earlier Bezdin. So the Rambam says yes. A later Bezdin has the authority to argue on an earlier Bezdin in certain areas of halacha. Bezdin agadol, shadarshu ba'achas ben amidos, kfi mashanira b'neim shadin kach, v'danu din. The Bezdin HaGadol darshins and says a din. V'yaman achareya Bezdin acher, v'nira lo tom acher. And a later Bezdin wants to contradict it. How is this so servid done? Kafi masha yira be'enav. They could be so servid, contradict their earlier Bezdin. Shenei amarash el ha-shofet asher yiyah be'yamim ahim. Ein atachayim alechaz el achar Bezdin shebidorecha. But then, that's if they want to darshin something different in the Yud Gimel Midos. The next Rambam says, though, if the Bezdin was gozer exera or made a takana, or hinhigu minhag, and it spread throughout all of Am Yisrael, then a later Bezdin could only reject it or change it if they are greater b'chachma, or as great b'chachma of a minyan. Whatever that means, chachma, minyan, what does minyan mean? Is it the same numbers? But either way, that is the Rambam. But again, in terms of darshaning halacha, so they have that powers. That's where the Kesef Mishnah asks. So why don't Amoram, why aren't they allowed to argue on Tanoim? V'im Tomar, Im Kain, Perak Beis, Halacha Aleph, Hinilchos Mamrim. V'im Tomar, Im Kain, Amaylo Pligi Amaroi Atanoi, Tabachol Duchta Makshinan La'amora Mimasisan, Omi Raisa, V'tzarech Lomar, Anadamri Ki Aitana. They're forced into the box and say, oh, I found another Tana like me. V'im Lo Yomar Kei Kashale, Ukefi Tivrei Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam, Harishus Nesuna Lahem Lachlok, Al Divrei Atanoim. Can't they argue? Answers the Kesef Mishnah, and the question is, what does the Kesef Mishnah mean here? So Reb Chaim has one interpretation, the Chazon Ish and others have another interpretation. V'yev Shalomar says the Kesef Mishnah, Shemiyom Chasimas HaMishnah, Kimu V'Kiblu, Shedoros HaAchronim, Lo Yachluku Ala Rishonim. Translating the words, from the earlier generations, the later rabbis accepted not to argue on the earlier ones. V'chein asu gam b'chasimas ha-Talmud, shemiyom shenechtam lo nitem rishus l'shum adam l'chok alav. So, says the Kesef Mishnah, from the times of the end of the Tanoim, from the times of the end of the Amoraim, they accepted, the later generation accepted not to argue on the earlier generation. Why? So Reb Chaim reads this Kesef Mishnah as, they could argue, but they chose not to, in most cases, but sometimes they would, if they're stuck. Others, the Chazon Ish, in the Likutim on Hilchos Mamrim, and others say no. They accepted because they knew that they were wrong. They knew that they wouldn't be mechaving to the MS as well as the earlier generations, and therefore, that's why. So this is a major discussion. Ruba de Ruba of the Achronim assume against the Reb Chaim and against his interpretation of the Kesef Mishnah, or even if the Kesef Mishnah says it, but it's not the accepted view. And that is, Amoraim are not allowed to argue on the Tanaim. The end of the Mishnah, with the Ksivas HaMishnah, or at least the putting together of the Mishnah, was a major halachic stage in the Misorah, and therefore, after that stage, a later person cannot argue on an earlier person. An Amora cannot argue on a Tana. A Rishon cannot argue on an Amora. That is what the Gra says. The Gra says in Choshe Mishpat, quoting out of context the Gemara in Bamitzia about where the Rama says in Simon Chavei that a Rishon is not allowed to argue, or anyone is not allowed to argue on something that is in the Gemara. Miyu, Yesh Omer, says the Rama, the beginning of Simon Chavei, which is all about Tav and Var Mishnah, mistakes of Adayim. Dim Nira Ladayin, Nil B'nei Doro, Mikoch Rayos Mechrachos, She'ena Did Kamo Shuzka B'poskin. If Adayin goes through properly with Yerat Shamayim, with Kovid Rosh, and he thinks that certain poskim earlier made a mistake, he thinks he understands the halacha, Yacholach Lokalov, he is allowed to argue, Me'achar She'enu Niskar B'Gemara. It's not in the Gemara, so you can argue. So what does he say? In the Gemara, you can't argue. Right, that's what the Vilna Gaon says right here. He quotes the Gemara B'Metzia to Ala Gemara in Rishus Lahosiv Lo Legroa. Kol Shekein Lachlok Kemosha Kasav Beperek Apolim Ravida Veravashi Sofora. There, the Gra explains himself a little bit. We'll get to another Gra in a couple of minutes where he just quotes a Makar. But that's the Gra. The Gra says that you can't add on, you can't take away from the Gemara, and that's assuming that the Gemara, the Mishnah, are all important stages of the Mesorah. Again, that Reb Chaim is against that. But it's an important marker. One other marker that I like to quote in this context, that we like to quote, is the Rode B'Yehuda. Rode B'Yehuda, who has this tshuva support for many different sugyas, but the Rode B'Yehuda was asked by a Talmud that his son-in-law, Halayla Zehi Giani, this is Eben Ezer, Tinyana Seminayin Test, your letter came to me, Asherata Shoel B'davar HaShidduch, HaMedubar L'Gisatcha. Right, there's a shidduch for your sister-in-law, in Ben Torah, maybe his wife's sister, she's going out with a guy who's great, Meyuchas. There's only one problem, that the father-in-law had been sick earlier, and they had changed his name to also be the same name as the girl that the daughter's going out with. So is it okay that her father and her husband would have the same name? Chal Yashinui Shem Shelo Hu Kishem Avi Absula. Ahuvi Tamidai, right? Lule Ahavascha. I'm sorry. The name of the it would end up being the father-in-law and the son-in-law with the same name. So he says Ahuvi Tamidai. Lule Ahavascha Indaki Lashi Binyanim Bekelo Advarim. If I didn't love you so much, my Talmud, I wouldn't even answer this question. But I She'ein Lo Am Sharish B'Talmud of a Poskim. There's nothing in Shas that talks about this. I don't really want to spend my time discussing this out of extra halachic issue. But I love you too much, says the Rode B'Yehuda to his Talmud, so I'm going to answer your question. So he has two paragraphs there. It's a short tshuva. He says, number one, here's the key line for us. Put this on your, engrave this on your heart. Hakral Hagadol. She'ein l'kol hachavim she'achar ha-Talmud. Rishus lomar dover negen ha-Talmud. You can't argue on the Gemara. Like the Gra said, 150 years before. The Ha'omer Davar Listar Kutzo Yud B'Divrei HaTalmud. If anybody wants to argue on a little Yud in the Gemara, Lo Yechashiv Bechlal Chachmei Yisrael. He's not one of the Balei HaMesorah. So what happens if you find somebody arguing on something that's in the Gemara? Kshanu Motzim. Echad Michachmei Yisrael. Hamuchzak Batara B'Yira. Belis Safek. Shekasaf Esefer HaDavar HaSosel Divrei HaTalmud. If it's clearly contradictory, you have one of two choices. Either you could say he's not one of the Chachmei HaMesorah, which you'd rather not do, or you could say he didn't write it for halachic purposes, for all of Klal Yisrael. Chayav emanu l'mashchuni nafshin l'tariz dvarev shalok diber rak l'sha'a, maybe it's harasha, o l'mishpacha pratis, v'divri ha-talmud heim au ha-klal. And that's what you find by the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, because there are some things in his will that Asr l'shoman, he says. It's against the Gemara. He says they're not allowed to marry your niece. The Gemara says it's a good idea to marry your niece. He says that a father and a son can't marry two sisters. Rav Papa and Rav Papa's son marry two sisters. He says that you can't marry, two brothers can't marry two sisters. The Gemara talks about 80 pairs of Achim Kohanim that married 80 pairs of Achios Kohanos. Right? He quotes many examples. And he says that one of them is here, about the father-in-law, the son-in-law having the same name. So he says, what are you supposed to say? It must be that he saw Baruch Kacho, that these Zivukim wouldn't be Olam Yafim for his family. But it didn't mean it for Klal Yisrael. But you know, along the way, he said exactly our point, that you can't argue on the Gemara, if we find someone that did, so then we have to understand it differently. Okay, there's a lot more there. There's an important Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Baaloscha that it's not even just the Gemara, but really, could an Achron argue on a Rishon? Could an Achron argue on an earlier Achron? So maybe it didn't make it, maybe yes, but it's not a good idea. But Rabbi Yaakov says there's an idea of Neskanu Adoros and Halacha. We have to realize that. Right? The Rush, we'll get to that in a couple of weeks. The Rush in Sanhedrin discusses what about the Gaonim? Do they have a special status after the Gemara? Could a Rishon argue on a Gaon? So we'll have to get to that. But that is all comes from our Rabbi Chaim, quoted here in Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shiurim, right here on Daf Kufay. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, so Rav said, back on the Mishnah, the Rav says that when you have a Machlokes, between the Lov and the Malveh, the Lov only paid part. The Malveh says, okay, you know, write him a receipt. I don't have the shtar. And the Lov says, no, give me a new shtar. I don't want to have to hold on to the receipt. So, machlokes. And Rav says, you get Bezdin to rip up the shtar and write a new one. Amalei Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna, v'yamri la, Rav Yimra Barabba l'Rav Huna. Someone said to Rav Huna, Ishamilei l'Rav, didn't Rav hear Habraisa? Titania, Eidim, Makaranis, Ashtar, V'kosel l'Ashtar, Achim, Isman Rishon. Didn't he hear the Braisa that Eidim rip up the shtar and write it from the Zman Rishon? So it's unclear what Rav Yirmiyah or Rav Nachman are driving at. What are they bothered by Rav? One approach is that they're saying that there's a brisa against that. You're saying that the Rabbi Yehuda holds that, you're saying that it's only a Bezdin. Only a Bezdin can do it. What do you mean? Eidim can do it. Literally, it says, Eidim karnas ashtar. One idea. Tosfos assumes, right here in the big Tosfos, in the third wide line, Venira Lari, that Rav Nachman's problem is that they didn't think that Rav's point was Bezdin versus Eidim. They thought that Rav's point was, which date do you write in the new shtar? When Rav Yehuda says you rip it up, you write a new shtar, do you write the original date or do you write today's date? And they assumed that Rav understood Rav Yehuda as writing the new date, and that's what Rav was saying. No, you write the original date. And that's what they're saying back, that Rav Yehuda agrees to that. Rav Yehuda agrees to that. What are you getting so upset about? Right? Fourth wide line in Tosfos. The Kosvin La, Bizman Hasheni, the Sphere Leila Rav Yehuda Bizman Sheni Kamar, Mitlo Pirish Bemishnah. That's what how Rav understood. And that's what he argues on. Vahashna Kamar Shapir. Now back to the next line of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, didn't Rav hear of the Brisa, Eidim Makaranas Ashtar, because of the Ashtar Achim, Zad Rishon, Havi Hadarbei? And wouldn't he have been Choserpo from his Taina, that he said that, oh, Rav Yehuda's wrong, because he misunderstood what Rav Yehuda said? So Gemara says, Amarle, Shami Levelo Hadarbei. No, he heard it, and he was not Choserpo. He was not Choserpo. Why? Last line in the Rashbam, Lo Hadarbei, De Brisa Tani Eidim Makar, V'yu Amar Bezdin Dafka, V'lo Eidim. Getting back to the Rashbam's understanding. No, he held against the Brisa. He held that the Brisa says Eidim are Makarin, but he says no, only a Bezdin could tear up and write a new shtar and not Eidim. Why? Continues the Gemara. Bishlama Beidina Alimila Afkue Mamona. Bezdin is strong in order to be Motzi Mamon. Ela Eidim Sha'asa Shlichusan, Chosrin Va'osen Shlichusan. But Eidim that followed through in their Shlichus and they wrote a shtar, could they write another shtar? How do you understand that line? How is Bezdin different? How is Bezdin Olim? So, Machlokas, we showed him again. The Rashbam says, seems to say that even Bezdin fundamentally shouldn't be able to do it. If there is a shtar that Reuven lent Shimon $100 from a month ago, and now today he's paying back half and they're writing a new shtar, the fact that they could write, that even Bezdin could write a shtar on half and put in the original date, so that already is a chiddush, says the Rashbam. Why should Bezdin be able to do that? But they can, because they're Olim, and the Rashbam quotes, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That's the Rashbam on the second line. De min adin lo Olim shtar ola mitraf. The shtar shouldn't be able to be tarif ela miyom shenechta ve'elach. Except from today. Ela Bezdin alimi uafki mamona. But Bezdin is Olim, ki mimotzi mamon. De Hefker Bezdin Hefker, as he quotes the Gemara in the Seches Gittin. That's the Rashbam. The Rashba, the Ritva say, why not? There's a shtar here that there's achrayas from a month ago. So if it's bezdin rewriting a shtar, why shouldn't it be that they're allowed to write it from a month ago? You know, they see what's written here, and they're just rewriting it with a smaller amount. It's not like they're writing a new shtar, so to speak. They're writing a substitute shtar for the old one. So the Rashba and the Ritva argue on the Rashba, just the pshat of the Gemara. It doesn't mean that that even Bezdin fundamentally can't write the shtar. Bezdin can. I'll read the language of the Rashba. Meaning, what's the lashon though of the Gemara? The lashon is that Bishla Beidina Alim Lafkuim Amona Klomar. Afilu lafkuim amona. Bezdin would be able to, in other cases, even to be motzi mamon shalokedin the kol shekein hacha the lav afka gemurahi lefisha kvar hayu halukuchos mishubadim lemilveze. Right, so lemilveze. The Rashba is saying is just quoting it as a kavachomer. Bezdin could even in other cases be motzi mamon shalokedin. In this case, it's even kedin. So surely it should be allowed. Surely it should be understood. That's Bezdin, and the Ritva also expands upon that. But Eidim, now getting back to the second half of the line, but Eidim don't have this power. Right, Eidim don't have this power. According to the Rashba, you understand for sure. Eidim don't have the power to be motzi, but even the Rashba would say only Bezdin can be motzi mamon kedin. Can Eidim rewrite a shtar from last time? Meaning what? The Bailim told him, Belova said, write a shtar for now. Right? Or from a month ago. But now, once they're going to write a new shtar, do Eidim have the power? They've already done their shlichus. Do they have the power to do it again? So, that is the question. Tosa says that the language of the Gemara is a little tema ksas, because what does the Gemara sound like? Eidim that did their shlichus, can they continue doing their shlichus? Can they do their shlichus again? Right? What? If they didn't do their shlichus, if they messed up, that would be even worse. Like the Gemara gives the impression that Eidim she'asu shlichusan, that's a problem. What if they lo'asu shlichusan? Tosfos is bothered by that lashon. That's what Tosfos says on top. Tei maksas al lashon, the mashma she'asu shlichusan kvar, goreim shelo ya'asu. And really, it's that if they didn't, then it would be even worse. Okay, either way. The Rishonim here, though, bring up a couple of points. Let's just finish the sentence that we're in. Says the Gemara, "Velo, is it really true that the Eidim cannot do their write another shtar?" The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav himself says, "Eidim kosen afilo asar shtaros al sada achas." Eidim could write even 10 shtaros on one sada. Right. So, what exactly is the problem? They're allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, "No, that's certain types of shtaros." Rav Yosef Amar b'shtar matana. Rav Yosef says they can write shtar if somebody gives a gift. So you can write 5 shtaros on that. Why? Because there's no achrayas on that. The kufos aren't going to be able to go back. It's just a shtar raya that it's yours. So that type of shtar, yeah, they can write more. We're talking about one with achrayas. Or v'rava amar, v'shtar she'imba achrayas, or a shtar without achrayas. Either of those, that fine can be written because those don't have achrayas. It's not going to have a negative effect on the lekuchos. But a real one that has achrayas would not be able to be redone. Back to the line that the Eidim cannot write another shtar after they have done their shlichus. The Rashba here has 2 opinions. What if the Lova is there and saying, write it, write another shtar? Meaning he wants another shtar written, right? He paid half of the loan. He wants another shtar written. And he's saying, write it from the original date. So is that a problem? Would that not also be allowed? Says the Rashba. Yesh Mefarshim. Sharei ein osen ela bekoach edus shetziva lahem alove ubishdar ze hasheni lo tziva lahem. The lover just paid. He didn't command them to write another star. He would appreciate it, but teichitcha bomen alakuchos. Right? How can you be turned from lakuchos if he didn't? He wasn't mitzave it. Right? That's the language of the first day. Mashma for the first day of the Rashba. If he would be mitzave, it would be okay. Says the Rashba. Ve'ein lasha ze mechuver be'enai. Tahacha hu tziva lahem alove. No, there must be the love is here. Tilak takana so heinosin. This would be good for him. Umilo askinan de love machazer achar amal vebekach viomer lahem laedim. Isn't it talking about even with the love is telling them ela loshan acher yesh nachon mize? Says the Rashba. I think this is the pshat of the Gemara. Diafilu, not because the love is not telling them. No, even diafilu bishetziva lahem achshav alove kaamar. According to this line of the Gemara, it's even if the Lova is talking to them. V'tayma, she'ena Lova yochol l'shabit achshav, es halakuchos shekvar kadmu l'shtar zeh hasheni. Even the lovid doesn't have the power. V'imishum hashlichus harishon v'shibar hashtar harishon. Isn't this just an extension of the first shtar? No, says the Rashba, according to this pshat. Kivan she nikra v'nischalif oso shibud she b'shtar harishon kvar nimchal v'arizeh kishibud chadash v'zokev milvasa huzeh v'zkifa kipiron k'nemucha v'ramadukli b'talmuda.
So he says that's what I think the pshat is. Then he and the Ritva also get into the sugya of Sorif Sharosov Shachavero, the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Sadiches, about the ripping up a shtar, and what if somebody burns somebody else's shtar, they're mazik, do you write a new shtar? You get a different impression from that Gemara, but either way, this is the Rashba. Today is about the fact whether if the lova is there no problem with the lova saying, yeah, rewrite a new shtar from the original, or do you say no? Once the shibud is gone, the shibud is gone, and therefore one wouldn't be able to write it. That's one detail. The Ritva here has another detail. What happens in a case where it says here that, oh, the Edim did what they were supposed to do? What happens if you have a shtar that was written by two Edim, but for some reason, both of them did not sign on the, both of them didn't sign on the shtar. Says the Ritva. V'shtar haba ala malve, ala milve, o shtar mecher b'achrayis. Shenechtam bo, echad mino edim, bilvad. V'avad o nimchak. Omer mori arav, diyecholam lachzar v'lechtov lachtam bo, shnehem. So one of them didn't write them, they're redoing it. Yeah, both could sign it. The kozman shelo asu shnehem, maisa shtar, one person wrote, signed on the document, the other person didn't get around to it, and then the first one gets erased. So nothing happened yet, says the Ritva. So that you could have both of them sign on the shtar. Because until they've done their shlichus, though, they could continue to do their shlichus. It's not like this case where there was a shtar written already perfectly, and now you had to rip it up and redo it. The odie shomrim, shafilu chas mebo shnayim, im nevad biyadam o nimchak achalon osnu labaldavar. Even if they wrote a perfect shtar, but until they gave it to the person, to the malveh, they could still write another one. What's our Hogamara saying? Our Hogamara saying is that once the shtar was effective, once the malveh had the shtar, now you're ripping it up, now you can write another one. But what happens if it never got there? What if only one witness had signed on it and then it got erased? What if they both signed it and then it got lost before they gave it to the malveh? So then they're allowed to, because they haven't done their shlichus yet. Rasha in Lachzar v'lechtov de lo amar leoy de linchu b'kisayu. He didn't command them to put it in their pockets. Because manshalo nasnuhu lo, lo asu shlichusam. And until they've given it to the malveh, they haven't done what they're supposed to give. What they're supposed to do. And then he quotes, do you say the same thing by get? Maybe dafka by get, but not by others. But either way, that's an important discussion of the Ritva. Okay, let's get back to our Gemara. My Brisa. So what was the Brisa that we quoted part of it on Amud Beis before, where the Brisa said that even Edim are allowed to rip up the shtar and write a new one? So what was the full text of that Brisa? So now we quote it. My Brisa. Titanya, Harisha Hayu Notion, Bo Elav Zuz. Somebody owes somebody 1,000 Zuz. Upar Mehan Chamesh Meo Zuz. And he pays 500. He pays half. Edim Mekarnes Ashtar, because no shtar acher Mizman Rishon. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Right? Yachlif, you write a new shtar from this Zman HaRishon. Rabbi Yossi Omer, shtar ze yehe munach bimkomo v'yichtu v'shovar. Rabbi Yossi says, no, this shtar stays, and he can write him a shovar. Let's say he doesn't have the shtar. So you write a shovar, you write a receipt, says Rabbi Yossi. Umibnei shtei dvarim amru kosvin shovar. And for two reasons I say to write a shovar, and not to write a new shtar. Ech achas kadei she yakuf lefaro. Number one, if the love knows that he's holding on to the shovar, he's going to be encouraged to repay the rest of the loan very quickly. Because he's worried that he's going to lose the shofar, that he's going to have to pay everything again. So, says the Gemara, first Shita, Rav Yossi says, Kosvin shofar, because we want to encourage the lovet to repay the other half. The achatz kadei sheyigve mizman rishon. And the other reason is because if you write a new shtar, it's going to be from the second date. No, not from the first date. And that's why it's better to write a shofar. Says the Gemara, arguing on the second point. What's second? Rabbi Yehuda also says, when you write a new one, you're allowed to write the earlier date. So what's the second argument of Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Hachi kamar le Rabbi Yossi le Rabbi Yehuda. This is really what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Ibizman rishon ka'amrit, if you really hold that you can write a new one from the first date, paligna lecha b'chada. Then I only argue with you in one area. Right? I argue with you in whether you write the shofar or not. But if you say from the Zman Sheni, then there are two reasons that I would argue with you. Because I say you can go from the first date, and you say from the second date. Okay, machlokas about kasvidet shofar or not. The Chashuk Yechemet here has a case, very unique case. Sheila, Ruvain Ziv Shtar al Shimon. Shimon is a trustworthy guy. Ruvain has a shtar that says Shimon owes him money. And Shimon knows it's forged. Shimon knows it's a fake. He knows he never did it. And it's a fake. Is it mutter for Shimon to be mezayif a shofar that he paid already? If the whole document is already forged, so can I write a shofar that's forged against that? But I'm not stealing from him. I know I don't know him. So can I stoop to his level and, right, anek seal ki'ivalto, right, as the psukim say that you have to deal, right, with him, and as Yaakov Avinu said about Lavan, you know, I'm a chivani bar amaus. I could be like, so what do you say here? V'yaf yabed beiz edim, bin mesiris modosh, and elas lazayit, bin lazif ha-shal risha. I'm gonna make a modah, I'm gonna go over to two edim and say, this is all fake, I'm just doing it, because I don't owe him any money. So am I allowed to do that? So he quotes various, what he's talking about, kasvin and shovar. Could you write a false shovar based on a false document? So he goes through various shitas. He quotes the Rashba back in Chaskasa Batim, and other shitas, which Lamaisa point to the direction that one cannot do this. One cannot do this. It's even though we paskin oven in genial and afshe, but that might mean in other contexts, in other ways, but not here. B'nidu didon charoch lazayif shovar ze'asur l'kuli alma. B'nei shalon eskabel shum edus v'davar. V'chein etzem asiyas ashtar hu ziyuf v'hu asur. So again, it's a difficult situation, but you got to figure out other ways to disprove that shtar is a true shtar. You got to figure out ways to prove that it's false. Okay, v'aytur. Tadar rabbanan. Next case. Shtar shezmano kasuv b'shabes o basar b'tishrei. Interesting case. I have a shtar that says that whatever it comes to Bezdin, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon on whatever day, months ago, and now he owes it. But if you go back, look at the calendar of the day that the shtar was written, it was Shabbos. Or it was Yom Kippur. So now what? Says the Gemara, shtar me'uchar hu v'kosher. You could assume that it was a shtar me'uchar. Really, it was written earlier. It's still a kosher shtar. Shtar me'uchar was post-dated. It was written before the Shabbos Yom Kippur. They just wrote the date of Shabbos and Yom Kippur on it. But really, it was before. They only wanted lekuchos to be mechuya from that day, Shabbos or Yom Kippur. That's what they wrote that day. But you don't assume that it was mamish written on that day, and therefore it's kosher. Shtar me'uchar hu v'kosher. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. That's what Rebbe Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi posed, we'll get back to an important comment to the Rashbam, soon. Rabbi Yossi posed, Rabbi Yossi says, Pasul? Rabbi Yossi says, no, because as we'll see, Rabbi Yossi pasels shtar me'uchar. He pasels post-dated shtaris, which again, we'll discuss that more, at length in Mesechta Sanhedrin. But Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda says, "V'halo ma'isa alvanecha b'tzipori v'echsharta." Wasn't there a story in Tzipori of a shtar me'uchar and you said it was kosher? Amar Lo kishechsharti b'zechsharti. Yeah, I did, but only this type of case I was machshir. What does that mean? For Rabbi Yehuda Navi b'zekamar. What do you mean? This is the case. There's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says kosher, and Rabbi Yosef says pasul. So what does that mean? He said kosher. So Amar Rabbi Pidas. Says Rabbi Pedas, I guess we'll finish the whole conversation first, and then we'll quote the Rashbam. All right, Pedas, no, let me explain. Hakol modim shibs kuz kaknu la onaso shel shtar v'nim tzis onaso mechuvenes b'shabes o asar basar b'tishrei shestar mucher v'kasher. No, Rabbi Pedas says that for sure, if we know that it's this type of case where we know it's a shtar meuchar because it was signed, it says that it was written on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, then for sure, I would agree, says Rabbi Yossi, in that case, that it's kosher. I would agree, because that has to be a shtar me'uchar, and there's no worry in that case. The Rashbam's lashon is, third to last line of the Rashbam, didami kamisha kasev bisocho. It's as if it's written in the shtar. Shtara danan de kasavnuhu, lampazimne kasavnuhu. It wasn't written in its time. Ela anan sadi icharnuhu v'kasavnuhu. We wrote it later. It was a shtar me'uchar. Sharekol yodim shlo nechlev b'shabas ub yom ha-kipurim. V'yakirshu me'uchar. V'lo'azim le'churva. There wouldn't be any negative risk factor coming out of using this shtar. As Rabbi Yossi is going to say it about in other cases. So Rabbi Yossi would say, in this case of shtar me'uchar, where it's obvious that it's a shtar me'uchar, I would agree that it's kosher. That's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda would agree. What's the machlokes case? Lo nechluku, turning over, ela bishtar meuchar ba'alma. A general shtar meuchar, which, it's a weekday. Right, the day that it was signed, it was a weekday. But it's not known if it's meuchar or not. Bezin just gets a shtar, and it says a date in it. And it's dated on a weekday, not a Shabbos or anything. So there, that's the machlokes. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says a shtar meuchar is kasher, and Rabbi Yossi says a shtar meuchar is pasul. What would be wrong? So let's read. The Rabbi Yehuda Taimei, this goes l'shitaso to our Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda Taimei damar ain kosvin shovar. Falonavik minechor. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't write any shovaros. Right, and therefore, as we'll see, there's no risk factor that could come out of being machshir a shtar meuchar. Because until you bring the shtar, so then it's, I don't owe you anything. And once I pay you, we're going to rip up the shtar. Or write a new shtar with the previous date. So therefore, there's no negative using a shtar meuchar. For Rabbi Yossi, l'taymei darakos and shovar, but not mini churva. The problem is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, you write a shovar. So what's going to happen? If you're machshir a shtar meuchar, so Rabbi Yossi says, I'm going to come and pay the loan, and you're going to give me a receipt with today's date on it that I paid you. But let's say you have a shtar meuchar, which says I borrowed money from you after the date of the shovar. Now it's going to be stuck, because you're going to be machshir the shtar meuchar, and the shovar is not going to help me. That's where Rabbi Yossi says shtar meuchar is pasul, because of his shita that you write a shovar, and therefore it could mess up the loveh in that case. Good, let's stop there for a couple of minutes and go back to what the Rashbam said on Amud Aleph, even before the Rashbam. I'm sorry, let's go back for a second. First, the Rishonim here discuss, the Rimigash and the Ritva here discuss, right, how is it possible we have this shtar that says it was written on Shabbos or Yom Kippur? So we say, no, it's kosher, it's a shtar, it was a shtar meuchar. I mean, how is that? Why do we assume that? Why don't we just assume it's pasul? Why do we assume it's kosher? Says the Rimigash, there's no more Rimigash in the Rimigash. You have to look in the Shin Lukubetzes. So Shin Lukubetzes here quotes the Rimigash. He says, Shtar Shizmano Kazim B'Shabbos, Pirish, Hadavar Yadua, She'ein Kosvin Shtar V'lo Konin Mibari Lo B'Shabbos V'lo Basar B'Tishrei. It's known. V'kiven She'ein K'Sheyotza L'Faneinu Shtar Shizmano Kasuv B'Shabbos O Basar B'Tishrei. B'Yadua, if you have a clear mistake in the Shtar, you know that there must be something wrong here. You don't say the shtar is pasul then. You assume they knew about the mistake. Biyadua shebe erev Shabbos over erev Yom Kippur haya. It must have been on erev Shabbos Yom Kippur. The ichru ha'edim zmano, and they delayed the date. V'kasva also on Shabbos over Yom Kippur. V'yafa pishiyish lo Hashem alachar Shabbos alachar Yom Kippur nechtav ekdimo ha'edim zmano. Even though you could also just as easily say that it's a shtar muktam, no, ein lo lahachzit bo she muktam haya upasul ela beraya. No, you assume it's kosher. Everything else looks kosher except for this clear mistake. If there's a clear mistake, you assume that there's a reason for it and the shtar is kosher. Says the Rimigash, and the Ritva also discusses this. The Hadarmin and Yad Bala Shtar La Tachtona. Don't we usually stay? The Yad Bala Shtar is La Tachtona. He's trying to be Motzi Mamon. Hamotzi Mechadero. Hani Mi Lihechadavi Sveika Bimashmo'os Hashtar Atzmo. If there's a real question about the kashrus of the shtar or about the content, avohacha shashtar atzmo ein b'mashmo safek elahari hu barur v'kayam. It's clear and kosher. Elashiyish lachu shema muktamu pasul shkivan. You don't know. Kivan sheish lomar shema uchar hu v'kasher ma'amidan anu as hashtar v'ches kaso ve'in lo nolatzim bo pasulus ela baraya barura. And therefore you say it is hashtar meuchar and it is kosher. That is the Rimigash. You assume it's kosher, you don't assume that it is pasul because there's nothing inherently wrong with the shtar except for that. Related to this is a couple of halachas in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Mem Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Mem Gimel, and here's the Gra that I alluded to earlier. The Gra says, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Mem Gimel, let's say you have a shtar that says, B'revi'i esrim yom yelchodesh shvat. You forgot the word b'shabbos. Usually documents say, B'revi'i b'shabbos shloshim yom lechodesh, whatever. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Mem Gimel Dalet, im kasa b'revi'i esrim yom lechodesh shvat v'dileg b'shabbos, kasher. It just says, Revi. It doesn't say Revi'i b'shabbos. Or the previous halacha, let's say you left out Labrias Ha'olam, right? That's usually what we say. We write the year, Labrias Ha'olam. You didn't say that. So, kosher. Why is it kosher? Says the Gra, and this is a classic Bir HaGra. The Gra says, where's the Lashon? Kain nira li baba basra kuf ayin aleph amad aleph tanur abanan v'chulu. That's what he says. He just says baba basra tanur abanan v'chulu. So what's the tanur abanan v'chulu? You got to look at the, you got to know shas by heart, and you got to look here. That's our case. What's our case doesn't say anything about leaving out the word b'shabbos. Our case says if it says it was written on Shabbos, you can assume it's kosher because it's such an obvious mistake. That's what the Gra is saying. The Gra is understanding the Shulchan Aruch as any type of obvious mistake. We assume it's kosher. We assume the sofer just left it out for whatever reason, or they wrote the wrong date for whatever reason. But the shtar is still kosher. The Gra quotes this as the heter, or the Rush. The Rush has a tshuva in Klal Memhei. The Rush has a tshuva here where, again, it seems to be a comedy of errors in this get that the Rush got. Sheila, Aniya Echad, a woman comes, she's Rachman al-Islam but in Aguna for 17 years. Her husband, like, disappeared. So they finally found her husband in some long-lost city, and she sends a shliach to get a get, and he brings back the get. And there are a couple of mistakes in the get. First of all, it doesn't say the name of the father of the woman. It just says his nickname. Number two, it says Laminyan Anumonin Bokan. It doesn't say Laminyan She Anumonin Bo. He's out the shin. And it says Baravi on Wednesday, Bechaf Yom Lierach Shvat. It says on Wednesday, on the 20th day of Shvat. And it doesn't say Bishabbos. It doesn't say Baravi Bishabbos. And also, that year, Revi'i Wednesday was the 21st of Shvat, not the 20th of Shvat. So there's like five different mistakes in this get. And again, if you have a regular shtar like that, you'd probably say it's puzzle, get another one. But here it's aguna. So what do you do here? Says the Rosh in a long tshuva, Tarti belibi ulai ucha limso heter laguna zu. And let me go through each one of these. And he goes through each one of them. And including, he quotes our Gemara along the way in this long tshuva about certain mistakes. Hopefully you're allowed to pass up. Okay, one more point, which is maybe two more points. We'll see how long. And that is the Rashbam here. The Rashbam here says, second medium line. Says the Rashbam, what does it mean, a shtar that's written b'Shabbos or the 10th of Tishrei, or on Yom Kippur? So Pashtus, you might have said they wrote the date. Did it say on Shabbos Kodesh? No. Says the Rashbam, you know what makes more sense to me? Kigon b'mekomos shemonin l'chatshe hachama. Wow. They wrote the English date. They wrote the English months. So if you write, July 8th, so then you're not always going to remember, right? If you write Shabbos Kodesh, right? You write July 8th. So if you write the date, so that's why it got a little confusing that it happened to be on Shabbos Yom Kippur. That is the Rashbam. You don't get any impression from the Rashbam that there's anything wrong with that. But we know that is a major discussion. The Ramban in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis and Shmos, Achodesh Zalachem. The Ramban says it's a good idea. It's a kiyum daraisa, Achodesh Zalachem, to write the months based on Nisan. That's a mitzvah. V'tam Achodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodeshim sheyimnu oso Yisrael Chodesh Arishon umi menu yimnu kol Achodeshim sheni v'shlishi atashlo Hashana b'shem Asar Chodesh kedei sheyiazeh zikaron b'neisa gadol ki b'cholei shenasker Achodeshim yeneisa nisker. This is the first month from Nisan Nisias Mitzrayim. The second month from Nisan Nisias Mitzrayim. That's where the Ramban points out on a Daraisa level. There are no names of months. Nisan, Nir, Siv, and Tammuz. They're all just the first month, the second month, the third month to Yitzias Mitzrayim. That is the Ramban. So based on this, there's a big discussion in the postgame about writing the English months. It's all, and the English years too, different issues. Meaning writing 2017. Is that an issue? Because some say that goes from the birth of Yeshu. Right? So therefore, do you say that that's a problem? Many say no, the Rav Avadia writes in a Shuvah, but it's wrong. It's not from his birth. But the question is, if people think it's from his birth, right, is that a problem or not? So there are some folks who might say it's better not to write the whole thing, your whole year, just write like a smidgic line with the last two numbers. That's in terms of the year, that's one issue. But then in terms of the month, that's our issue right here. Is there any problem with writing the month? And it's fascinating that there's a machlokes haposkim, which is better in opposite directions. Which is better? Rav Avadia says the names are better. It's better to write January, February, March, April than writing the numbers. Let's say 1-3. It's better. Why? Because that's undermining the Ramban. If you write the number, you're saying, this is the first month. This is the second month. Or January, February, that's the first, the second. No. You can write the names. That's better. Because then you're not mamish going against that Ramban. And the Tzitz Eliezer says exactly the opposite. Tzitz Eliezer says it's better to write the numbers than the names. Because the names are all connected to Greek gods. going back, in the September is the sun, October is the moon, right? All different Augustus, right? All of these. So the Sitz Eliezer said it's better to write the numbers and not to write the names. The Rav Sternbach also discusses this in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Siman Tav Lamed. He says he doesn't think it's a problem because anyway, we're writing these months are the solar months. So we're not undermining. When you count the lunar months, then you have to count 1, 2, 3, 4. That's what the Rabban says. But if you're counting different months, the solar months, it's a totally different calendar. So he doesn't think that that is an issue. Lo ivanti dvarav. The koma shachayam limnos es nisa kachodesh rishon hu rach lefi cheshbon shalonu. Shemonim lefi alavana. Aval cheshbonam shemonim lefi achama lo shayach limnos bazeh minisan. Karishon abavade mutter. Doesn't know what the issue is. And therefore he says on a check, you could write the month, it's fine. He says, the more you could use the Hebrew calendar, the better. Amazing. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, you could write the Hebrew date. Right? It's fine. The check would work. But anyway, that is an important issue. Also related to this is just a big issue, which we don't have time to go into, and that is Rabbi Akiva Eger's discussion in the Tshuva about having a Chalos Kinyan on Shabbos. Right? Maisa Kinyan, we know you're not allowed to have a Shabbos even if you don't write anything. That's the Mishnah Maseches Beitzah. But the Gemara basically talks about Maisa Kinyan. What about the Chalos Kinyan? Here we talk about writing on Shabbos. What it was beforehand, they just the Chalos on Shabbos. That's also a related issue. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, fourth line. Amar Avuna Breid Rav Yeshua, Afila Mandamar Kosvin Shovar, even according to the opinion that says to write a Shovar, Hani Mili Apalka. You only write a Shovar if you paid part. Avalakulelo. But if he writes the whole, if he gave him back everything, you do not write a Shovar. Why? The Rashbam says that it's his fault, the Malbus fault of regarding the that he wasn't Nisar in the Shtar, so you're not going to give him a Shovar if he paid everything. But the Gemara says Velawi, that's not true. Afilu Akule Kasvinan, you write a Shovar even if the Lova, according to Rabbi Yossi, you write a Shovar even if you pay back everything. You see that from the story, Ki other Yislav Bar Yosef, Avimasik Mezuze, Rabbi Abba, Asal Kame de Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papi, Amarle, Havli Zuze, he says, give me my money. Amarle Havli Shtari, so no, give me back the Shtar first, go Zuzak, then I'll pay you. Amarle Shtarchich, Irkisli, I lost the Shtar. Echto the Chatav, I'll write you a Shovar. Omar Lei, Ha Rav and Shmuel, Dar Mitzvah, you ain't going to Shovar. Rav and Shmuel, hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't write a Shovar, it's not my problem. Omar, Ma Yov one may afraid the Rav and Shmuel. So he answers, he's about to argue on Rav and Shmuel. So at first he basically asks Mechila from them. Who would give me from the dusted Rav and Shmuel? Raminan ba'ainin, I would throw it in my eyes, right, as an act of humility. Harab Yochanan, very shlakish. The Ami Travaya Kosvin Shovar. No, Rabbi Yochanan Rishlakish says, we paskin, you do write a Shovar. V'chenki Yaza Rabin Am Rabbi La Kosvin Shovar. So you write a Shovar, even where you're going to pay everything. Right? That's why this story is brought. Even when you pay everything, you still write a Shovar. Period. Omistavar the Kosvin Shovar. And also logically, it made sense to write a Shovar. That Rabbi Yossi is correct. Why? Dislaka Daitav ain't Kosvin Shovar. If you don't write a Shovar, and therefore the Malvik can never collect without his Shtar. Avach Shtar Shoze, Yochal Halav Achadi. What, if you don't write a shovar, then if the Malva loses his shtar, then the Lovik could just use the money and never pay back and be happy? Says the Gemara, just say the opposite, Svar, Maskal Varabaya. Velamai, Kosvin Shovar, what, you write a shovar? So, Avash Shovar Oshal Zeh. So, if the Lovik loses the shovar, Yochal Halav Achadi, the Malva's going to collect again. So, you have the same Svar in both directions. So, Amrle Rava, Lamaskana, in Evan Lovel Ish Malva. Rava says, yes, writing a shovar makes more sense because the lova is meshubit to the malva in certain ways. And therefore, that is why we say that. And the Rashba says, and even though this principle applies, kosvin shovar, by cases where there's no shibud, but, lo tach lo ping shtar lo shtar. The Rabbanan wanted to say a lo plug, and therefore once you have it by shtari milva, so too you would apply it by other shtaris as well. Period. Tanan Hasam, again, there's an important comment of Rabbi Chanan in Tafresh Yud Ches, how does this compare about if you don't have your shtar to a case of in yodei in praticha? If you know there's a cheskas chia, but you have a suffix piraon, how does that relate to this case? Okay, it's an important comment, but not for now. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah, shtar echov hamukdam and sulan amucharin sheirin, the Mishnah that we were just relating to. A shtar mukdam is kasher. If I predate a shtar, because then I'm being mechayev lekuchos from an earlier date, and there was no call from that date, so it's not their fault, so it's pasul. V'amucharin, but post-dated or kasher. This is only by shtari halva we would say it's kosher. But by mekach u'memkar, it's pasul, as we'll see a little later, because there we write a shovar, and then we have the same churva that we mentioned up above. My time, why is it problem by mekach u'memkar? Zimnin demazvin le'arab nisan, I'll sell you a piece of land in Nisan. V'kas of le'ishtar b'tishrei, and I'll write the date in Tishrei. U'misrami le'zuzei b'ni b'nei, v'zavei le'minei, but in the interim, I'll buy it back, because I had enough money to buy it back. V'chimati Tishrei, but then I bought it back, but then you still have the shtar that says, you bought it for me in Tishrei, which is after the time that I bought it back. V'chimati Tishrei mafik lei, v'yamar lei, hader zamata minach, and you'll say, oh, you sold it back to me, after you bought it back. So that's going to mess me up, so that's why, muchar is pasal. Iyalki shtari halva nami. What about shtari halva? Same chash. Zimna the yazif in Nisan. The kasav le shtar b'tishrei. Maybe you'll write, he'll borrow in Nisan. You'll write the shtar in Tishrei. Umisrami le zuze beni beni uparale. He'll pay him back in between. But the shovar will be for an earlier date. Varmale havli shtarai. Varmale irkasli v'kasav le tavra. Give me my shtar back. I paid you back. No, I'll give you a shovar. V'chimati zimne mafikle. So don't you have the same thing? Same chash, v'yamalei hani hashtu diyazus minoi. No, you pay me back, but then I lent you again. So don't you have the same issue by mekach u'memkar and by milveh? No, ksavar ein kosvin shovar. No, by milveh you don't write shovars. Only by mekach u'memkar. So only by mekach u'memkar would you have the chash, and not by shtarei, and not by shtarei milveh. So therefore, that's the difference between the two. Okay, we'll have to stop by Amarle Rav Yemar, but Hashem will pick up with that as we, again, continue the discussion of shtar meuchar, shtar muchtam, all of these important yesodos of shtaras in this parak. And again, this year was chus l'refuah shleima, baruch tzvi ben rivka batya. Okay, we will stop here.